Good morning, everybody. I woke up this morning to an NPR article about how you can tell whether or not you're stressed out or care more about your work than your life, and we're here on a Monday morning at 8:30, so I think I know what that answer is. But no, welcome to the Conference Committee for Education, the Education, Finance, and Policy Bill, and we've all been doing a lot of good work this weekend, and what you have in front of you shows some of that. So we are very close in closing up the American Indian article. We just have some amendments on some language, and we'll talk a little bit about finance, and then we'll get going. So with that, if folks can turn to the amendments that we have in front of us, we're going to adopt them one at a time and have nonpartisan staff explain them. And I think I'll just go in numerical order, because that's how it is in front of me, and that's how it is on my iPad. So with that, we will have nonpartisan staff explain A32. Ms. Parra, please state your name for the record and proceed.
Oh, Christina Parra, House Research. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The A32 amendment amends Section 12 on the House side. That is on page. It is on page R9, and it clarifies that it uses the state definition of American Indian students for purposes of determining whether the district crosses that threshold for the requirements under the American Indian Education Act.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Parra. Are there any questions to that amendment? Seeing none, Senator Kish, would you like to move the A32 amendment?
Madam Chair, I would like to move the A32 House language to be included in just move the amendment for adoption.
Thank you. The A32 amendments before us. Seeing no questions on that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The amendment's adopted. Next, we'll go to the A38 amendment. Ms. Parra, will you please explain the A38 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, members, the A38 amendment, it amends the language that starts on page R14 on the Senate side. And it amends the carry forward provision. This allows a district to carry forward up to half of the remaining funds. These are the American Indian Education Aid funds. It allows the school to carry it over to the first 6 months of the following fiscal year. If the district is otherwise following the plan for American Indian Education Aid that was submitted and approved, if the American Indian Education Parent Advisory Committee is aware of and has approved the carry forward and had concurred with the district's educational offerings, the funds carried over are used in accordance with the purposes of the American Indian Education Aid. And by April 4th, the district reports to the department's American Indian Education Director the reason the aid was not expended and how the district intends to expend the funds in the following fiscal year.
Thank you. Senator Kunesh, would you like to move the A38 before us?
I will move the A38. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the A38 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The amendment's adopted. Next up, we have the A39 amendment. Ms. Parra, will you please explain the A39 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, members, the A39 amendment amends Section 6 on the House side. That's page R6. The first change is that it substitutes, it takes out the word Eskimo and inserts Inuit on line 149.27. And then on page R7, it establishes, it does a couple of things. One is it makes clear the timeline for a school to seek an exemption from the prohibition on mascots. So the section will go into effect July 1, 2023, rather than June 30th, 2024. That was the old effective date. The prohibition will still be September 1, 2025. That's when it really goes into effect. But before that, this establishes a clear timeline. So a school would seek an exemption by September 1, 2023. And then if it is not denied by December 15th, 2023, the school can continue to use the mascot. If it is denied, then the school would have to comply by September 1, 2025. The other change this amendment makes is it adds a paragraph saying that the prohibition does not apply to a public school located within the reservation of a federally recognized tribal nation in Minnesota, where at least 95% of students meet the state definition of American Indian student.
Thank you. Senator Kunesh, would you like to move the 838 amendment or 839 amendment before us?
Madam Chair, I do have a question about this one.
I'm going to move it before us.
Okay.
About a question. Thank you. The 839 amendment, would you like to move it?
Yes, I propose to move the 839 amendment.
Thank you. Members, we have the 839 before us. Senator Duckworth.
Thank you. I know in the Senate we did offer an amendment to the bill that was accepted. I'm just curious if anybody knows if this changes or tweaks the language in regard to the amendment that we added specific to one particular school in northern Minnesota, or if this really doesn't have to deal with that. That's the only question I have at this moment.
This actually does change that amendment that we accepted on the floor, and it will require War Road to go through the re-permission process in order to continue to use the logo as well as the name. But we've made it very simple, and it shouldn't be a problem.
Senator Duckworth, a change in the dates, too, was trying to make sure that they got a response back soon enough to decide what to do. But any further questions?
Thank you. I understand the date change. I guess just maybe a more simple question. Does this change make it harder, more difficult, or easier for them to do what that school in particular desires to do?
Senator Kunesh?
I wouldn't say it makes it easier or harder. It just requires all of the schools as well as War Road to go through that process of confirmation by the tribes that choose to participate.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? All right, with that, members, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, no.
No.
The A39 amendment's adopted. Next up, we have the A41 amendment. Ms. Carrick, could you walk us through that one as well?
Yes, Madam Chair and members, on page R3, so it's actually section one, but the change is on R3. So this is the private data sharing provision. And so the change, this takes the House language and inserts federally recognized so that the data would be shared with federally recognized tribal nations. So that's one change. And then a change that's made, I think, three times in the rest of the article. There are a few times where it says Minnesota's tribal nations and communities, and that is being changed to tribal nations and communities in Minnesota.
Thank you. Chair Kunesh, would you like to move the A41 amendment before us?
I do move the A41.
The A41 amendments before us, members. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. The A41 amendments adopted. Next up, members, we are going to have nonpartisan staff walk through each of the sections of the bill. I'll pause for questions after each section. They'll describe it as amended, and then we'll adopt all of the sections. So with that, why don't we start with House Section 1, Article, Senate Section 3, and I will leave it to nonpartisan staff to decide who's going to say what. Ms. Parra, go ahead and proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. So the first section is that data sharing provision that we just mentioned that was amended by the A41 amendment. That allows the data sharing with federally recognized tribes. Section 2 is a House-only provision replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. That's Section 2. Section 3 on the House side and Section 2 on the Senate side. This adds representatives from the Tribal Nations Education Committee and Minnesota's Tribal Nations and Communities to the list of stakeholders consulted when developing a academic standards. Section 4 on the House side, Section 3 on the Senate side, and I should mention that last one was amended by the A41, and this one, this section is also amended by the A41. This section requires the commissioner to embed Indigenous education for all students in academic standards. It and requires the commissioner to embed ethnic studies into state academic standards. Section 5 on the House side and Section 4 on the Senate side also was amended by the A41 amendment. Requires the commissioner to provide resources to support implementation of Indigenous education for all. Section 6 on the House side and Section 5 on the Senate side. This is the mascot language that was amended by the A39. Section 7 on the House side, that's a House only provision, establishes an account in the Special Revenue Fund for the Minnesota Indian Teacher Training Program account. Section 8 on the House side and Section 6 on the Senate side defines American Indian student for purposes of the American Indian Education Act. Section 9 on the House side and Section 7 on the Senate side limits American Indian education programs to support American Indian education students. Section 10 on the House side, and the Senate has the language in both the Senate File 1311 and in 2497. So this will be adopting the version that was in the Senate file in the finance section, allowing enrollment of non-American Indian students in American Indian education programs if the unique educational and culturally related academic needs of American Indian people are met, and American Indian student accountability factors are the same or higher than their non-American Indian peers. Section 11 on the House side and Section 9 on the Senate side modifies the settings where the American Indian education programs may be offered. Section 12 on the House side and Section 10 on the Senate side. This was amended by the A32 amendment. Relates to the requirement that districts provide American Indian education programs, providing American Indian culture and language classes. Section 13 on the House side and Section 11 on the Senate side. Those were the same, requiring dedicated American Indian education program coordinators and striking references to community coordinator and homeschool liaisons. Section 14 on the House side and Section 12 on the Senate side modified the requirements relating to the American Indian Parent Advisory Committee. Section 15 on the House side and Section 13 on the Senate side require the commissioner to provide technical assistance to district schools and post-secondary institutions on the annual report of the American Indian student data. Section 16 on the House side and Section 15 on the Senate side modifies the duties of the American Indian Education Director. Section 17 on the House side and Section 15 on the Senate side is the graduation ceremonies. The House had an immediate effective date, and that's the section being adopted, and that prohibits a district or charter school from prohibiting an American Indian student from wearing American Indian regalia or objects of cultural significance. Section 18 on the House side and Section 6 on the Senate side is the American Indian Education Aid. This is amended by the A38, which is that carry forward language. The Senate had that section in both the finance bill and two subdivisions were in the policy bill, so that's why you saw it there a few times. Section 19 on the House side and Section 7 on the Senate side. These were the same, and they included a pupil attending a tribal contract school as a pupil eligible to generate online learning aid. Section 20 on the House side and Section 18 on the Senate side were the same and allowed an American Indian student to carry a medicine pouch containing loose tobacco intended as observance of traditional, spiritual, or cultural practices. And then lastly, Section 21 is the appropriation section, Madam Chair, fiscal staff can discuss the amounts for that section.
Thank you, Ms. Pera. I think we will move on to adopting these sections first, and then we'll move on to the fiscal note. So, Senator McQuaid, do you have any questions? I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay, Madam Chair. It's just one, and it's probably minor, but some of the places where the House and Senate different is just the capital T in tribal. I was just wondering if that is meaningful so that we can draft things correctly in the future, if it should be capitalized.
So what line was that again?
It's throughout this chapter. It's just some of the only differences between the House and the Senate are the capital T or not capital T in tribal. And I just want to know for my own personal drafting, should it be capitalized or does it not matter?
Ms. Pera, what do you think? I love consistency, so.
Madam Chair and members, I think some of that has evolved. The advisor might be better at answering that question.
Yes. Please state your name for the record. Proceed.
Hi, Cassie McGinnis from the revisor's office. Yes, so we changed our drafting standards, so now it is capitalized. When we edit committee reports on the House side, we always capitalize it. When it goes through Senate engrossing, it's not always, and so that results in those differences. But when it comes to us, our new standard is to always capitalize it. So when we do the final bill, it'll be capitalized.
Senator McQuaid.
Oh, thank you.
I'd love having a wordsmith in here to help us. Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a question regarding one of the items that we would adopt if now is the appropriate time for that.
Yes, Senator Duckworth, go ahead.
Thank you. So on this sheet, the one that we just went through, the first page of it, under House Section 6, Senate Section 5, mascots, when I look at our side-by-side, and I know we adopted an amendment to this portion earlier, but on the side-by-side, it's page 71. The Senate language had this in it, and I'll read it briefly. A portion of it said that an exemption would be allowed or allows for an exception to the prohibition for a school district that can demonstrate the following. The first one was the district has a documented historic and supportive connection between the school and an American Indian tribe leader or tribe concerning the school's mascot. Two, the district or school logo was designed by an indigenous artist and is trademarked by the school's American Indian Parent Advisory Committee. Three, the district uses the proceeds from the sale of items displaying the school logo for programs benefiting indigenous youth. And four, the district has received endorsement of its school name, symbol, and image from the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports Media. Of course, this gets back to the conversation we had briefly earlier. There is a particular school in northern Minnesota that would truly, for I would say all the right reasons, love to keep their mascot, and they have a very historic and strong tie and bond with the tribe in their area. So with the adoption of the House language and the amendment, is this language no longer a part of the bill, or is it still retained?
Senate language, we took the House language. And the conversation around this was that, and especially from some of the authors of the bill, that if it's as close of a tie as the group keeps saying it is, then they should have absolutely no problem getting okayed by the tribal nation that they're working with. And that's why we also wanted to make sure that we had dates set so that the rest of the tribal nations respond, and if they don't, then it automatically is a yes, and then we move forward. Senator Kunis, did you want to add anything else?
No, you did. You did just fine. And part of the reason is, while we hear very loudly from the schools and from a specific group that is really vested in this mascot that's current, we also heard from a number of other folks and community members, Native and non-Native, that would prefer them to go through the reprocessing to ensure that that really is the full community ask in that community. And so for those reasons, we did adopt the House language.
Senator Duckworth.
I appreciate the clarification.
Thank you. With that, I think actually we probably should go to the fiscal side-by-sides first before we go back and adopt each of the articles, since they're kind of intertwined. So, Ms. Beckel, would you like to walk through the fiscal spreadsheet?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Solvay Beckel, House Fiscal. The spreadsheet shows just the items that were adopted in Article 4 of this American Indian Aid spreadsheet. So if you look at line 4, we have the first item, the online learning aid for Bureau of Indian Education students. This was in the House's Section 19, and the Senate had it in Article 1, Section 7. Same amounts, and so they just adopted the same amounts. moving down to the American Indian Education section, because that was general education, the House and Senate also had the same amounts in their American Indian Education Aid increase proposals. This was in the House Section 18 and the Senate Section 17. And so they adopted the same amounts for those as well, with a cost of $12.974 million in the first biennium and $14.751 million in the second biennium. On line 9, the Minnesota Indian Teacher Training Program modification. The House proposed a $1.61 million appropriation in fiscal year 24, and the Senate proposed $100,000 in each of the 4 years. The conference committee went with the House's proposal. The House proposal also included transferring all of the money, including the base funding of $600,000 per year, to an account in the special revenue fund. So if you look down at lines 18 and 22, you can see both the transfer in from the general fund on line 22, so the revenues in to the special revenue fund, and then the expenditure authority for the department to use that for the Minnesota Indian Teacher Training Program on line 18. And you can see the $600,000 plus the agreed upon $1.61 million in fiscal year 24. And so that will then be ongoing and would not cancel. Line 10, the Native Language Revitalization Grants. Both the House and Senate were in agreement on this, and so they went with that agreed upon number in both their bills of $15 million per biennium ongoing. And then finally, line 11, the House and Senate agreed to the tribal contract schools formula allowance increase being matched to the agreed upon formula allowance increase when they agree to that and when they adopt the formula allowance increase. But as that is not adopted at this time, that is just left blank in the conference committee columns. And Madam Chair, then for the fiscal year 24-25 general fund totals, you have adopted $29.584 million. And then in fiscal years 26 and 27, you've adopted $29.751 million. And that is the spreadsheet.
Thank you, Ms. Beckel. I think I will open it up to member questions for the spreadsheet. Seeing none, a clarifying question for staff. Do we have to adopt the spreadsheet as well as the sections? Or does that come when we adopt the final article? Mr. Strzok.
Well, Madam Chair, you may still have some things moving around a bit, so probably just best to adopt all the appropriations at the end of the process.
Thank you. My brain was foggy about that. So what we'll do is we'll revert back to a motion before we go to the motion from Senator Kunesh for adoption of the sections we talked about. Last chance if there are any more questions. Seeing none, Chair Kunesh, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, I move that House, we move House Sections 1 through 21 as amended by the A32, the A38, the A39, and the A41 for adoption.
Thank you, Senator Chair Kunesh. And then I'm giving that. Oh, so I guess we have different ones to use.
Okay.
So that is my fault, Chair Kunesh.
All right.
I gave you the wrong information. There we go.
So in order to do this, I move to adopt House Article 4, Section 1 to 7, as amended with fiscal staff instructed to adjust the appropriations as necessary.
So for that motion, members, any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no.
No.
The motion is adopted. Next up.
I move to adopt Senate Article 3, Sections 6 through 9, from Senate File 1311 and Senate Article 2, Section 5, from Senate File 2497, with fiscal staff instructed to adjust the appropriations as necessary.
Can you, Senator McQuaid, will you repeat those?
Certainly. I move to adopt Senate Article 3, Sections 6 through 9, from our Senate File 1311. And then Senate Article 2, Section 5, from Senate File 2497.
I heard Senate Article 3.
Oh.
Please continue. Any further questions on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That section is adopted. Final motion.
So the final motion is to move to adopt House Article 4, Sections 12 through 21, as amended with fiscal staff instructed to adjust the appropriations as necessary.
Any questions on that section or motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. The section's adopted. And thank you, Chair Kunesh, for being patient with me as we still stumble through how we make motions in conference committee. We will get better at this, I promise. So with that, members, we are just going to move into a recess. I know we both have floor sessions. Not sure when we'll be coming back tonight or if, so keep an eye on your emails. Are there any questions before we recess? Seeing none, we are in recess.